Oh, we had a call. All right, so let's talk about the incentive. First of all, where are we going? And that was held secret until last Thursday, I believe. I think they announced it on the flight team call, and now it's in the rules as well. So the word is out, and it will be the Hyatt Ziva Hotel in Los Cabos, Mexico. And for those of you who were there a couple of years ago, we went to Cabo San Lucas as well, right, Lydia? I think you and I were there with about 45 people from our organization. It was a blast. I mean, we had so much fun. We went all up and down the peninsula. We took a tour. We went to Hotel California and sang Hotel California outside the front of that place. It was, of course, I sang. It was off-key and everything else, but other than that, it was okay. For those of you not in my age group, you probably don't even know what Hotel California is, but wasn't it the Eagles who sang that song? It was an awesome song in my, you know, when I was a high schooler or whatever, so that ages me as well. But so we had a blast. I mean, we just had a blast going to so many different places, spinning mills. We went to the location where one of those bands, not the Equator, but the other band that's above that. I can't remember what the name of it is. Meridian. Yeah. And it was just fun. I mean, we met so many people and had a blast. It's just a great tour. And we did, you know, we went out on the cruise, looked at all the seals. We had a sunset cruise. I mean, every morning we got up and went on the beach with a bunch of people, Manatekers, and we had a big prayer session every morning as the sun was rising, sunrise services. And so it was just a terrific, terrific, terrific week that we spent in Cabo. So I'm excited about going back there because I love the place. It's a beautiful place. In fact, I have an investment property there. So it's just a really great location. So if you haven't been, you want to be there. And again, because Manatek, I call this, these are freebies. In fact, Lydia and I are just in the process of looking at, you know, booking our tickets to be in Cancun in May with that group, and because we love to win all of them. That's my whole goal, is always to win it, because I look at it as a free gift from Manatek. If you're in the business to grow your business, these should be automatic for you. But if you're just playing at your business, that's a different story. But if you really seriously want to grow your business, you know, nothing like a great incentive to help motivate you a little bit, maybe get you a little more disciplined in what you're doing or get serious about your business, because it should be a natural flowing result out of a person that's seriously growing their business. So we're hoping to have all of you with us June 4th through 8th. So mark that on your calendar, 2017. Those are the dates, and we will all celebrate and have a blast in at Hyatt Ziva Los Cabos, and we'll go see the seals together, right? Amen to that. What do we win? Okay, this is the way it works. Very similar. In fact, you're going to notice the similarities between the approach on this incentive program as the last one we just completed, which was the one to Cancun. And they have three different levels, so it's not just you either get to the right number and win it, and anyone who doesn't quite reach it loses out. They have three tiers of ability to win. So if to win 100% of the target, if you get 100% of the target growth required or whatever characteristics there are within the program, if you get 100%, Manatek's going to award you 4 nights hotel stay and for two at the all-inclusive resort of Hyatt Ziva. Again, all-inclusive means what? It means all the drinks and all the food and all that. So you won't be spending any money on eating, drinking, or anything. And then whatever water sports they have and things like that are included as well. So it's really a cool thing. Although last time we went, they didn't have sailing, did they, Lydia? I bring that up only because I'm a sailor. I used to sail all through college and then post-college when I was living in Milwaukee. I would sail on Lake Michigan. So every time I go down to Cancun when we stay at Moon Palace, I always told people, hey, anyone who wants to go sailing, excuse me, since they had free sailboat usage, I would take people out on the Hobie Cats. And I mean, I would spend an entire day from 8 in the morning till 5 at night taking associates out and back and forth out in the Gulf of Mexico on the Hobie Cat. So that was a lot of fun. So if they have that here, I guarantee I'll do the same thing because I love to sail. And I love having people on boats that have never sailed before. But they have lots of water sports, lots of things to do, so a lot of things. But you'll get 4 nights hotel stay for two at the all-inclusive resort. You'll have round-trip flights for two to the resort, and that's no matter where you're coming from. But the maximum they're going to cover is going to be $600 per ticket. So if you wait till the last minute to book your tickets and they're $1,200, you're going to pay the difference. So they contribute $600 per ticket. And that basically covers anyone in the North America area. So it just means don't wait till last minute. And then all the corporate-sponsored entertainment activities. So basically that's the full package that you have with that 100% winners. And that's what you want to vie for, is 100% of the target growth to win that, and then you get 100%. Then the second tier, we call them tiers, the second tier winners, if let's say you missed it by like 10%, so, or 5%, or 2%. It seems sad to get that close and not win in past incentives other than last year's. If you didn't make 100%, you didn't even at 99.9, you weren't going to be awarded anything. Well, now they have a three-tier system. So if you make it, if you get to 89 to 99% of the target growth, Manatech will reward you basically exactly the same way as the 100% winners, with one exception. Instead of getting a round-trip flight for two to the resort, you only get a round-trip flight for one. It's the only difference. So you would just end up paying for one of the flights. Other than that, the all-expenses-paid resort for two, all of that's available to you, including all corporate-sponsored entertainment activities and round-trip transportation to and from the airport. And then the third tier is, let's say you didn't make it to 89%, you only got 88%. Well, from 78 to 88% winners, they get all-expenses-paid, four-nights hotel stay for two at the all-inclusive resort. The only difference here is that none of the transportation to or from the resort area is going to be covered. So you would have to book your own flights to get there. Once there, everything's covered for you, including even transportation to and from the airport. So you get that, everybody? Similar to what we saw last year, so there's not a lot of confusion on that this year. If you have any questions as I go along, please pipe up. I'm trying to get you so you really understand it in full, and you can walk away with it with a clear picture. How do we win? That's the next step. So we understand what we're winning, and the dates, the time, the location, the fun we're going to have, all of that, right? How do you win? The incentive promotion period started 2 weeks ago. It started at the beginning of BP3, so you're already 2 weeks into it. Does that mean, oh, Mary Jo, I haven't started yet, so I don't have a chance? My gosh, people, this is a 12 business period incentive. So you have, if you haven't started yet, you still have 11 and a half of the business period. So I don't want to hear any excuses of people that haven't got excited about it for the last 2 weeks, because you got tons of time, right? Well, tons of time left and plenty of, you know, reason to get started ASAP if you haven't yet. But again, for people seriously growing their businesses, this should be a slam dunk for you. So the promotion period started 2 weeks ago, and it goes through business period one of 2017. And you can say, wow, that's crossing actually 2 years, and it's the first time Manatech's ever done that. And one of the reasons is our business period one, if you haven't noticed, business period one of this year started in the middle of December. Notice how that's happening? They keep getting further back and further back. So you're seeing that business period one is actually falling into December of 2016. It's a big chunk of December 2016. So that's why that's covered that way. So we have 12 business periods. That's first thing you need to know is that's the period covered. Second thing you need to know is you have to determine what your status is for the purposes of determining what your target growth is. And the status is determined by what was your highest leadership level from BP10 of last year through BP2 of this year. That's six business periods. And whatever is the highest leadership level that you hit, at least three of those six business periods. Okay? And I believe the requirement isn't just even three. It has to be three consecutive business periods. Oh, so you look at back at those six business periods, did you hit a certain leadership level, the highest leadership level, for three business periods, right? And I don't think the word consecutive. Lynn, are you sure that's consecutive? I'm going to put a circle that because I'm not sure it has to be consecutive. I think the leadership level is determined by the highest qualified leadership level achieved from BP10 to BP2 2016, and leadership level for a minimum of three BPs during that time period. So I think we'll leave out consecutive in that one because I'm looking at the language and I think the leadership level, funny, they talk about leadership level, we're going to have to get clarification magic because under leadership levels are determined by highest quality leadership level from 10 to 2 who hold a minimum of three consecutive business. In one place it says consecutive, and when they talk about baseline volume, they talk about, they have the word, one has consecutive, one has minimum of three. So there's two different ways it's been phrased in the rules, and I'll get clarity on that. So circle that and just say Mary Jo's getting clarity. So just, but look at those six business periods, see what you qualified as, and that'll give you your status. Number three, the next one is calculate your target baseline volume GPV. That's total GPV starting in BP3 2015 through BP1 2016. So you just accumulate all that data. If you happen to have a presidential director in your organization, then what you want to do is look at taking that volume out from that presidential director. And whether or not they qualify as a presidential director goes back to the same thing. They had to have held the position for at least three BPs and the six BPs under the prior determination for your status. So if you have a presidential director underneath you, but they only qualified for one of the business periods in the BP10 2015 to BP2 2016, then they don't qualify as being excluded from your baseline volume. All right? So you calculate your baseline volume, depleting out any presidential, and does that mean it has to be a leg that's only topped by a presidential? What if a presidential director is 20 levels below you? Nope. You just take the volume from the presidential position downward. All the rest of the volume is included except for the presidential, not the presidential leg, but the presidential and below. Their whole organization would be deleted from your calculation. And then, so that's how you calculate your target baseline GPV, is accumulating all that. And then you calculate your required increase in cumulative GPV. So you have your baseline volume GPV versus required increase. And the required increase is based on your associate status. Anyone who's brand new, in other words, who signed up and registered for the first time starting in business period three or throughout any business period in the entire incentive program, they have to have a cumulative GPV of $30,000. So if somebody signed up yesterday or you're signing up a new associate this week, all they need to do is accumulate $30,000, and accumulating means they add up every single amount of your GPV every single business period. Okay, so for a new person who starts today, every dime of their GPV in business period three all the way through next year business period one gets added together, accumulates, and if they hit $30,000, that means they would win the incentive. And some people will look at this, and we'll talk about it later, but some people look at this and say it's a lot easier for a brand new person because a brand new person can effectively get to reach national director status, and easily if they do that in the first 4 to 6 business periods, they're going to win the incentive. Get all of their volume added every single month gets added together, and getting to 30,000 over 12 business periods would average less than 3,000 a business period. Once they hit national, they're bringing in 6,000 every business period. So a new associate has 30,000 GPV requirement, a non-qualified regional RD, in other words, anyone who is an associate who hasn't hit a leadership level or doesn't during that the qualifying period, or somebody who qualified as a regional director. Their required increase is 35,000 in GPV. A national director is 40,000, and the executive director is 44, and a presidential director is 48,000. And Manitech puts the same requirement here as they do when we build our business. You can't just have one leg that takes off and goes crazy and take all your increased volume from one leg. So it has to be spread out. But it doesn't have to be spread a lot, just that you can have at least up to 65% of your increase, your cumulative increase, can come from one leg. But 35% has to come from outside legs. So, again, very smart, because we tell people to build tap roots, and then we have balanced volume and side volume. You always want to make sure you got that side volume going on as well, and that's what you want to be particular with. What I tell people to do is that the easiest way to win this is that if you just get two people to win it, help two people in your downline win the incentive and have them be in two separate legs. And there's almost no scenario you can give me that you're not going to win this event if you make that happen, right? It's almost a slam dunk. I can't say 100% of the event, because some people can come up with convoluted structures where that wouldn't work, but basically that's a great strategy to have, and we're going to talk strategies in a minute. But just know that 65% of your required increase in cumulative GPV more than 65% cannot come from a given leg. So they'll limit you on how much increase in volume comes from a given leg. The necessary leadership qualification, you must qualify, just like last year's incentive, you must qualify as a national director at least 4 business periods in the promotion period, including the very last business period. And this tripped up some people last year that really had the cumulative volume, but they didn't hold on to their national director status. In fact, they hit it maybe once, because you can easily, if you just got up to 4,000, if I grew my volume, I signed up today and I grew my volume to 4,000 the first 2 business periods, I would have over 40,000 in the last 10. So I would hit the cumulative volume, but I need to hit that national director status. So they want you to have incentive to continue growing to get the ND status. And that's in your best interest as well, because there's such a huge difference in payout as a national director than there is as a regional director. So national director is the qualified status you need to reach, and you have to hold that status for at least 4 business periods, including the last business period of the promotion period. So that's clear for everybody. For new associates, you must have a qualifying – this is a tricky one. Another question that's going back to Manitech for me after I reviewed all the rules this weekend. If you're a brand new associate, in other words, you just signed up this month in BP3 or any time during the promotion period, you have to have a qualifying order of 100 PV in every BP of the incentive period after the date of enrollment. So they're not requiring you to have an automatic order in the month that you enroll, the BP you enroll, but every month thereafter, every BP thereafter, you have to have a qualifying 100 PV order. For all other pre-existing associates, we must have a qualifying 100 PV order, auto order, in every business period of the incentive period, or, notice the or here, doesn't exist with a new associate, but it does with pre-existing, or cumulative 1,200 for the entire incentive period. So that takes into account somebody who's new, you know, signed up a few months back, and maybe they canceled their automatic order, and then they came back in and they put it back in. They weren't well aware of the rules. And then all of a sudden they win the incentive, and people go, oh, but you remember that 1 month because you got backlogged in product that you stopped your auto order? Guess what? You don't qualify. You could look at that before the last business period of the qualifying period and go, oh, my gosh, I missed 1 month, and now I can, instead of 100 PV, I could have a 200 PV in my last in business period 1 of 2017 to make sure I had 1,200 cumulative. All right, so is that clear? Again, a little tricky here is that only applies for pre-existing associates. For brand-new associates, they have to have 100 PV auto order in every BP since the business period after the date of their enrollment. Okay, clear. Did everybody clear on how you win? How you win, requirements. How I got that on one page and man, it took 12 pages. No, I'm kidding. Okay, does everybody, any questions on qualification? And we'll talk about strategies in a minute, but that's kind of the qualifications. Now, Manatech put in place some special rules for executive directors and presidential directors. First, you have to say, why did they do this, Mary Jo? Well, one of the reasons, the major reason they did it, is because the greatest majority of people who won the last incentive were brand new regionals or nationals. So there was an absolute disadvantage built in for EDs and PDs. And one of the main reasons for that is that some of us at presidential director level, we don't have a lot of control over every leg in our organization. So we could potentially have a leg that starts going south on us. We could go in there and spend a ton of time and energy trying to save some of the volume. But, you know, people tend to make decisions to go into, you know, we have people out there that have been in 12 different network marketing companies in their life, and there's not a lot of things you can do necessarily when people start going in a different direction, or they see you try to get them back on. Some of them decide to stay on the Manatech products, but they don't want to do the business anymore. Well, anyone that stops doing the business who's been out there actively doing it, there's going to be a gradual rate of deterioration of their downline. It happens for us in many reasons. For me, it just happened this past 2 weeks because I lost, a couple people in my downline. I lost, they passed away, and one of them was a major consumer of products and bought products for her whole family and everything. So that makes it hard because you lose volume just purely by, you know, a normal attrition rate, and then you have attrition for other reasons. So what they saw is the larger organizations were having a hard time having, you know, this kind of growth when they already had to pick up all the fallout that might have been happening in other legs that they didn't have a lot of control over, that used to be presidential legs and all those kind of things. So Manatech decided, well, let's look at that and let's put some kind of mechanism in here to help those executive directors and presidential directors really work at this incentive and use it as a tool to help drive their business as well. And so they built a separate program for executive directors and presidential directors, and that looks like this. Obviously, there still is for executive directors. They can still win under the same option above. In other words, increase their cumulative GPV by $44,000, 65% or less from one leg. Obtain or maintain executive director status for at least 4 business periods during the incentive period. So they have the same requirement of their status. They can't drop off of executive director. They have to maintain it for at least 4, including the final business period of the incentive. And then a minimum of 100 PD qualifying order in each BP of an incentive or a cumulative GPV of 1,200. So they still can win under the set rules of increasing their GPV by 44,000. The second option allows them to win even if they don't hit the 44,000. And the way they need to do that, number one, they have to enroll at least 6 people in the incentive period. And well, I think we've already done that in BP3, so we're done with that idea. And of course, I'm a presidential director, but, you know, enrolling 6 people, when I saw that, I was kind of and talked about it with some of the people at corporate. I said, that almost insults me because we all should be enrolling 6 people over a 12 business period enrollment time frame. That makes no sense if we're not. But we need to enroll at least 6 people in the incentive period as an executive director. Increase the cumulative GP by at least 1. So in other words, they're looking at executives and saying, we understand that if you have some power legs over here and over here that people are falling off, we still want you to drive your core business. But if you can't increase your volume by 44,000, you still, in order to win the incentive, have to have some level of increase. In other words, we're not going to reward people who had any loss over the incentive period. You have to have at least had some gain, but it doesn't have to be the 44,000. Okay? This is your second option. So you have to have some gain. And then they do it on a point system. So our whole deal is, as executive and presidentials, if we want to win by the second option, we need to accumulate points. And how do we accumulate points? Well, as an executive director, you get 1 point for each winner, no matter what tier they win. In other words, there are three tiers. When I talk about tiers, I'm talking about the 100% winners, the 89 to 99% winners, or the 78 to 80%. Manatech doesn't distinguish what tier level that they want at, okay, for you. But the number, but here's how you win. As an executive director, you need to collect 4 points in order to get the full package of the incentive. In other words, you have to help 4 people win the incentive underneath you, because you get 1 point for each winner, and then you get 100% of the incentive. If you help 3 winners underneath you, you'll get tier 2, or the 89 to 99%. And if you help 2 people win the incentive underneath you, you're going to get tier 3, everything but no flights. Okay? Is everybody clear on that? So you notice that, and it only applies to executives and presidentials. We'll go to the presidential in a second. But it gives people a second option to win, even if they can't quite accumulate that GPV growth because of the fallout they might be suffering from in one of their outside legs. For executive, for regionals and nationals, you have less to manage, so it's easier for you to grow your volume because you don't have as much volume. When you're executive and presidential, it's tougher to control all that volume, especially some of the huge presidential directors that we have out there with lots of volume. So is everybody clear on that? The point system here that applies to executive directors who are trying to win the trip, assuming that you don't get the cumulative volume, this is another way that you can win the trip, is help others. I think this is awesome. And it's awesome for those of you on the call today who are, you know, regionals and nationals. This is awesome for you, because just approach your upline executive director or presidential and say, hey, listen, I want to win the trip. Under this kind of scenario, they're going to put all their energy and effort to make sure you win the trip. So what happens to them? They accumulate the points so they can win the trip as well. So it gives a lot more incentive. Not that I didn't personally have a tremendous amount of incentive. I always open up the floodgates and say, anyone in my organization who wants to win the trip, contact me and let's build a strategy, a plan, and let me work with you because I want you all to be there. It's always been my attitude towards incentives. But this is another way to help incentivize your upline leaders to help you as regionals or nationals to win the trip as well. All right? So that's the executive director win. And, of course, the other thing, the requirements under option one, that you maintain your executive director status and you have a minimum qualifying order, or at least 1,200, that those two things also have to be met. For presidential directors, it's very much the same kind of concept, except they give you the same payout and same number of points are required. There's only one difference for presidentials, and it's where you have a leg where there's an executive director in it. So if I'm a presidential director and I have legs where there are no executive directors, I get 1 point for every winner, right? But let's say I have an executive director underneath me, and it's under that executive director where the people are winning. The executive director is going to get the 1 point. I, as upline presidential director, will only get a half point. So I accumulate half points for winners that are underneath an executive director in one of my legs. But if there's no executive director there, qualified executive director, remember what we look at? We look at 3 business periods out of the 6 business periods from BP10 to BP2, right? The prior 6 business periods to the date that the incentive started. If they qualified as executive director, so 3 of those 6 BPs, then they are deemed an executive director for purposes of this calculation. And if people underneath them are winning the trip, then I only get a half point instead of full. And then you can ask the question, well, Mary Jo, what if there are 4 executive directors between me and the winner? You still get the half point. You still get the half point. All right? The half point comes to you. So that's how it's calculated. So you have a couple options there in terms of how you win. And other than that, for presidential, it's basically the same kind of format as we saw for the executive director. It's just how the points are accumulated to allow you to win on option 2. Okay, Everybody clear? Any questions on how to win? Any questions?
Mary Jo?
Yes?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, if we have a couple executives in legs who are just sitting there because they dropped out of presidential and they're not doing anything.
Yep.
So I don't know if you talked with the powers that be about this, but what if they're just not active? They're just sitting there.
The Manatech doesn't care.
I know they don't care. So I'm just
saying, they don't. It's not that they don't care about that you're putting all the energy behind it,
yeah, right.
But the rules don't differentiate for that,
okay.
Mary.
So there's nothing.
I would imagine if you – here's a thing I would do. If you're sitting in that position, I would petition because Manatech takes petitions.
Yeah.
You know that. Every single – you know, people fall on hardship. Different funny things happen. And all I can tell you is when it comes to the end of the incentive period, you petition them, show them the facts, and they're going to – I mean, I've never seen them come out against an associate, if
right.
you know what
okay.
I mean.
So that makes
you get
sense.
It?
Just for people to know, because, I mean,
right.
some of us have people who are doing other organizations and have
– Oh, done. Absolutely. And all they're doing is taking Amber Toast and they're off doing something else. They might have joined another, you know, network marketing company, and but they love collecting their checks. Yeah,
right.
got it.
Right.
And you know what, Mary, yeah. you have my heart. I know that. That what's going to happen is you're going to pour all your energy and effort into the people because they're in your downline. And you might work with them every day, build a strategy, a plan, and make sure all those people win. And then look what you get. You lose half a point on every one of them just because there's happened to be somebody collecting their check between
right.
you and them. Right?
Right.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I think you can make that. That's a great status for petitioning because the inevitably probably that executive director isn't going to plan on going on a trip. I don't know, but, you know, Manatech's
right.
just trying to protect themselves that they don't award 12 tricks or the trips for the same activity.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to bring that
good.
Up.
Good. You bet. Yeah. You bet.
Okay.
Good question. Anyone else? Okay. So let's jump in and let's talk about the next thing because there's one other element to the challenge that Manatech put out there. They also kind of put a 3BP challenge out there for all of us. And I think this is important. I know some of you are going, Mary Jo, we're already 2 weeks into the first business period of this incentive, and maybe I haven't done a lot of work yet. You still have 8 weeks, or no, 10 weeks left to win the 3BP challenge. So I'm going to suggest that you step up to the plate and start making things happen. Why? Why do I love the 3BP challenge, which is the first 3BPs of 2016, of the total, I shouldn't say, it's not the first 3BPs of 2016, but the first 3BPs of the incentive program, the time period. Why do I love getting you to do this quick start program? Because if you win the quick start program, you're virtually assured of winning the incentive. I call it, why not be the hare instead of the tortoise? You know, every one of us likes to work at different paces. Well, if you can get out there and you can have a huge fast start right out of the box, all of that volume gets included multiple times in your cumulative increase. Just in it. Let's say you're stepping up and you are a regional director or non-qualifying regional, what is your required increase in cumulative GPV over the 12 business periods? 35,000, okay? So let's say I jump out of the box. I have 3,000 in volume right now. I jump out of the box on fire for this program. And in the first month, I get 2,000. The next month, I get another 1,000, so I get 3,000 new volume. You know, 3,000 times 12 gives you 36,000 of GPV because you multiply your first month, this business period right now, if I increase my GPV by 2,000 and I maintain it, which my expectation is I'm not going to maintain it. I'm going to grow it even further because I have all these new people on fire now, right? And remember, it's easiest for new people to win this incentive. Just always keep that in your head. Easiest for new people. Why? Because where does the majority growth occur in most people's organizations? As they join and they take off and go and hit their 100 list, you know, their 100, 200 new people on their list, their contact list, that's when people typically pop and grow. Last year, the people that won in my organization were basically brand new associates. They took off and went crazy. Okay? And that was easy for them to do because they came on early and they did that quick, that hair approach, and their organizations didn't grow a lot for the next 8 months of the incentive period, but they had already, basically, if they maintained where they were, they had it made. They had it made. Probably that's not a good sign because we don't want you to just stay at the stationary, but we want you to continue growing. But the idea is if you jump out to that quick start, because whatever volume you get in that this business period right now, BP3, let's say you increase by 2,000. Multiply it by 12. That's 24,000 towards your goal. So whatever your goal is, if you didn't increase another dime, you'd have 24,000 already. You follow? Because you get the multiplier effect because you get the increase. It's called cumulative GPV. So you accumulate whatever is above your baseline. So if my baseline is 4,000 and I get to 6,000 this month and I maintain 6,000, that means I don't add any more GPV, I'll have 24,000 towards my cumulative over 12 months. So it's critically important for you to work hard on this program in the first few months. If you do that, it'll be a slam dunk to win this incentive. If you don't do it, you're getting your back up against the wall to come out with huge volume in the last 6 months of the incentive period, which is a lot tougher to do because now your multiplier in the sixth month of the business period is only six times. So if I increase 2,000 in the 6 month, I only get to multiply it by six for 12,000 of additional cumulative GPV versus what I do today in the first month of the 12 business periods. Is everybody following me on that? Because they look at cumulative GPV, so that's why those first few months are crucial. So they put in a 3BP challenge only for BP 3, 4, and 5, okay, for 2016. You can win as follows. If you're a regional director and you hit 35% of your required increase in GPV, you'll earn $100. If you're a national director and hit 30% of the required increase in cumulative GPV, you earn $250. These are all cash incentives. If you're executive director and hit 25%, you earn $500. And if you're a presidential director and hit 25% of required increase in cumulative GPV, you'll earn $1,000. Those are chunky checks. Why not win them? Extra cash, spendable money, right? I always look at it as a gift horse, and don't look the gift horse in the mouth. This is a perfect example of money that freely flows to you, but it's not even the money that's as important. Set the goal to win this 3BP challenge, and it's almost a slam dunk. You're going to win the incentive. Because you're going to be in a position where all you need to do is basically maintain the increase that you built. And you have it won. And in many instances, you don't even have to maintain the increase you built. You're already going to, because you know, you're going to be a multiplier of 12, 11, and 10 of the three volumes that you're adding in. It'll be huge for you. So take, for instance, presidential director. I'll just take that, for instance. For me to hit 25% of my required increase, I would have to get 12,000, this is just for presidential, I would have to add 12,000 of GPV in my next three business periods. So if I added 3,000 this business period three, I added an additional 3,000 in BP four, and an additional 3,000 in BP five, all right, would I win my $1,000? Yes, right? Because I have $12,000. I have more than that. I have 3,000 in business period three, so that would multiply times three. That would be 12,000 alone. And then I guess that's all I need to do is increase 3,000 BP3 times three business periods. That's 12,000. You got it? So if I just maintain, if I increase by 3,000 in this business period and maintain it for three business periods, that's three, oh no, that's only 9,000. Sorry. I'd have to get another 3,000, okay? So if I added 3,000 BP5, I stayed flat in BP4 and added 3,000, that would be a total of 12,000 because I get to the 3,000 BP3 adds up three times. My cumulative growth adds up three times. Is everybody following this? I know I'm sounding confusing. But the idea is your cumulative GPV counts not just for BP3, but for BP4 and BP5. So if I get 12,000, okay, that I've added up, the money, the increase in BP3 of 3,000 alone multiplied by 12 would be 36,000. And I only needed 44 total. My additional 3,000 I added in BP5 to get me up to my 12 to win the $1,000. If I multiply that times 10, that's another 30,000. So I would have 66,000 of new volume and I'd win the trip. And I wouldn't have to grow my business one dime the rest of the year. Of course, I'm going to work on that. But I wouldn't have to worry about a little bit fluctuation here or there. I wouldn't have to feel pressure underneath it. Just by putting myself in a posture to go after and do the best job I could to win that $1,000 check would open up that realm that I'm on my way, if not already qualified, for the trip. But I'd have to, again, maintain. You can't let your business fall apart after you put your big push. You just put a big push in to earn the money and then put yourself in that most incredible position to win the incentive. Is everybody clear on that? It's a strategy to help people who want to jump on it right now, give you a little added incentive because these first three business periods are the most important business periods of the entire incentive period. Most important. What else do we have going on that can help incentivize us? How many of you would like to go to manifest at a new leadership level? Wow, absolutely. So let's get out of off our duff and figure out how to do that. And what it takes is what? Just the same core activities we've been doing all our lives. Get out of the house, start making contacts, or if you're doing social media, really target, do some advertising, social media ads, blogging, whatever you're doing on that realm that's going to help grow your business. If you're loving this new China approach, go after that. Whatever it is, whatever your target market is, and you can have 100 of them. But don't do 100 of them poorly. Do 5 of them terrifically, or maybe just 2 of them terrifically. I mean, just to give you an example about that, you know, when this whole China thing came out of our presidential meeting, I came back and I got all the Chinese restaurants in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I started going to the Chinese restaurants, and it was a failure. And then I went to that China Chamber of Commerce in Dallas, and I said, you know what, I'm trying to break through the Chinese community. And I sat down with a woman, she goes, you can't break through the Chinese community without understanding our geography and our food. I was like, whoa. She was adamant. She pulled out maps. She showed me what area the Sichuan comes from, what area that she was. It was darling. We had a blast. So guess what? I was crazy doing what I was doing. I wasn't building relationships. I wasn't trying to understand them, their culture, their way of life, where their foods come from. I was not being interested. Remember the famous saying? Quit trying to be interesting. Go out and being interested, and you'll build massive friends. So I'm back to a couple of people I met before, and I'm inviting them to come and do this or come do that. I'm going to Chinatown, Dallas this week, and I invited one of my Taiwanese people I met at Marble Slab Creamery to join us to go there. I'd come pick her up. I mean, it's not about the business. It's about friendship. It's about understanding the culture and understanding the food. You follow me? So, but be good at, all I'm trying to do is suggest you grab onto an arena and get good at it instead of just, you know, going out and striking out 101 times and feeling like this isn't working. Get good at it. And how do you get good at it? You look back at what are the basic principles of how we get people to join us. We're great listeners. We fulfill a need of theirs. We show them how much we care, because people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. It's all the same principles we've known for years. Instead of just being that ball of energy and trying to roll down the hill and take everybody with us, let's go out and meet people's needs. So go into the environments, play in the environments. You know, they'll find out soon enough what you do. You don't have to go out there and try to sign up everybody who runs a Chinese restaurant. Probably won't be the best approach, right? We're like a bull in a china shop. So the idea is that we want to be out there prospecting every single day. Every single day, we want to be out there talking to people, getting to know them, building relationships, because that's what prospecting is. It's not how many times I share the business today. It's how many people did I meet today to add to my list, my connection list. How many new people? And every day we do that, and eventually they come back around. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this business that, you know, I told somebody the other day, I'm not sure I mentioned on this call, but I've been sitting on this board of directors for 8 years, 7.5 years. And they know exactly what I do, and I've talked to them about the products in the past, but, of course, I've talked about them 7 years ago. And they know what I'm up to and what I do, and I make contributions into the organization, $1,000 a month, and I do all sorts of things in the mission field for people and go on mission trips with them, both to Brazil and out to New York. And, you know, so they see all this. But it wasn't until Thursday before, that I handed one of the guys, they came over and they had allergies to cats. I gave him a couple of Manacea, and he, right in the middle of the meeting, he looks at me and he goes, "These work." And it was like, for some of us, we can sit back and we go, well, you could take that as an insult. Like, you could look at it and say, my goodness, does he think I've been doing this business successfully for 20 years using products that didn't work? You know, I mean, you could look at it that way because it sounds crazy, but that's not really what he was saying. He was just excited that he found something that really worked. He wasn't challenging my integrity, but it sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Like, but, you know, don't be offended by that, but take it to heart and go, what a great opportunity. And not only did I sign up him, but I signed up his brother, who's also on the board of directors, both of them that night. One wanted to get the other one wanted to get the products for his wife, who has terrible headaches. So we went in that direction, and it was like so cool to see people responsive. But sometimes it takes 7 years. Does that bother you? Of course not. Because if your real heart and passion is to help transform people's lives through these wonderful products, then you don't care if it takes 7 years or it takes 7 days or it takes 7 months, right? What we care about is getting out there and sharing. So let's talk about how we win and how do we help others win. I put a few strategies on the last page of the outline, so let's run through those. How do we help people win and help you win? And I think what's important in this program is to partner up with people. So I'm suggesting that you partner up. And if you go, well, Mary Jo, I don't really have anyone in my downline that's doing the business. And I go, great, then find somebody upline from you who's doing the business. Well, most of those people have quit or they're not. I said, then go upline to them. Find somebody to partner with. So make it a win-win, because that's the joy. It's the accountability system. That's what makes these things work, is an accountability system. Because truly, if you could do this on your own, for the most part, why haven't you already gotten to presidential director status? And I know I have a bunch of presidentials on this call, but that's my question for a lot of you sitting back on the call or at regional or national. If you could do it on your own, why aren't you presidential right now? So don't let this opportunity to grow your business in a huge way, win an incentive, because you can't even imagine how much fun it is to talk to people about going on these trips. People are so jealous sometimes. They look at Mary Jo and they go, oh, you're always going on trips. You're going on. And I says, somebody else is paying for them. That's my favorite response. Somebody else pays for them. They're free. It's just part of doing the business. You know, they go, well, that's an attractor factor to join you in the business. But if you don't have something like that to talk about or they don't hear about it, then what happens? What's the attraction factor to joining you in the business? Don't you think if you came back from a trip and you had all your pictures you could share with all your family and your church members and your neighbors and your different social clubs, that somebody might go, well, you know what, you brought up that business about 5 years ago. Could you share it with me again? I'm interested. Of course that would happen. So purely for the health of your business going forward, winning this incentive is huge because it's another attractor factor for people to want to be with you. But find somebody in your organization somewhere, okay, and work with them. You want to support each other, right? So help others win the trip. That's your whole goal. So if you have downline, grab on somebody your downline who wants to win the trip and say, okay, let's do this together. Let's sign a pact and say we're all in, totally committed. We're going to be in Los Cabos June 4th through June 8th together with our spouses or with our choice of, you know, our companion who's going to go, let's make this happen and go crazy together. Make a commitment. Sign a contract. Boom. Get her done. Commit to each other. And how awesome is that? And you want to help others. You want to help all associates underneath you win. You want to help all the associates between you and the winner. You're going to help. And that's how you win. You help people win, and you do it in two separate legs. You're going to try to find two separate legs in your organization. Find somebody who wants to do it. So maybe you have three people. So you partner as a threesome. And what happens is it's unbelievable magic that happens in the growth of your organization purely on the incentive to win the incentive, right? It's a great bottom-up incentive because every time you take, let's say, I sign somebody new up and I put it at the bottom of this leg, what happens to all the people upline from that? They all have additional volume. They've all just added cumulative volume towards their requirement. I could help 25, 35, 45 people increase their cumulative volume needed just by signing up one person and putting it at the bottom of leg. And isn't that the exact strategy we have in the 3-point plan, right? So we want to get really excited about this, find partners in it, and start helping people underneath us win. And if you can't find people underneath you that are interested in winning, then find somebody above you who's interested in winning and work together with that person because they will help you win because they benefit when you win because you're all in to grow volume as well. So work together on it. It's a great incentive to work together with other people. And again, the most important weeks of the entire incentive are the next 10 to 12 weeks because all that volume gets included 12, 11, 10 times. Remember, if I add 2,000 of volume this business period, and I don't lose anything, that's 24,000 towards my needed cumulative growth because I get to count it 12 times. I get to count it in business period 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 1. Got it? So 12 times I get to include that volume. And if I add the volume in business period 4, I get to include it 11 times. So the multipliers are huge, people, so that's why we want to act now. And how do we act now? We start implementing daily action trackers, ensure you're doing all of the high leverage activities, building relationships, going out there, do a blitz now. And the side effects of it be more of your group get recognized at new leadership levels that manifest. You reach the leadership level you've never reached before. You help lots of your team win. You get a ton of excitement in your organization that results in massive growth. You reach the lifestyle of your dreams. That's the ultimate. So you can have the freedom and flexibility to do what you want to do when you want to do it. It's just a side effect of working hard at helping other people. And again, 3-point plan, excellent. You can choose tap roots. Lydia and I already established. We're looking at our organization saying, where are we placing our China leg? Where are we placing the other? Who are we going to help? What are we, direction are we going into? And we're waiting after this call to hear who in our organization are going to be committed all in to win this trip. Because everybody wants to be on free trips. So that's going to determine what those taproots look like over the next 3 to 6 months, right? Because we want to win it now. I don't want to wait till December because it's so much harder. How do I come up with 40,000 of growth in December? I'd rather come up with 4,000 of growth in the next 2 months, right? Think of the difference. It's huge difference in numbers, and it's all about timing. We want to lead by example. You work to win, others will follow you. You want to get pictures of Los Cabos and put them all over your house, put them on your refrigerator. Again, work with your downline, whoever's committed with you, have those pictures, have it really relevant, okay? Start a weekly incentive call. You could do that. Get your group together, whether it's one or two or three, whoever's committed to winning it, and have that incentive so everybody's working together, and we just hold each other accountable, keep the feet to the fire, make sure people are doing three-way calls with you, all the things that help them grow. And text out weekly pictures of the beautiful sights of Los Cabos with ideas on what you're going to do in Los Cabos when you arrive. So treat this incentive as if it's a done deal. Start making plans on what you're going to do when you arrive. And if you need some ideas on that, let me know, because Lydia and I had a blast in Los Cabos last time we went, and we have tons of pictures and ideas and concepts. I bought blankets. We went to so many great places. It's just so much fun to be a part of that, just being able to travel on somebody else's dime to experience all the wonderful places of the world. Awesome. So people, let's do this. Don't just talk about traveling all the beaches of the world. Let's go out and get her done. Okay? Love you guys. Let's talk about more of this as we go forward. Put it in your plans just to make sure. Win, 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 win is what our goal is. Let's go out and make it happen. Get your team ready and raring, who's committed to making it happen, and let's have it happen. Okay? Any questions before we close? Everybody clear on the incentive, what it takes to win? Okay. And you know what?
Hi, Mary Jo.
Yes.
I have a question. Excellent call today. And looking at getting the people on your list and so forth and putting it on a database, what would you suggest to have a better database that could make sure that you put different points down, and then after that going back and touching bases back with them so it can aggregate that well? What do you suggest to use?
Are you talking about when you're working with a team?
Well, it could be a team or it could be by yourself, but once you get contacts and you put them on a list, the paper system is not kind of efficient to try to, let's say I call somebody on Monday and they say call me back on Thursday, I put it into my some sort of database for a reminder. You know, going back to the paper is not kind of efficient.
No. You want a calendar system. You want to definitely have a calendar system with a pop-up reminder on your website. I mean, on your computer. There are plenty. Lydia, what's the one that pops up reminders for us? We use iCal. Look at iCal.
From iPhone.
It's only on Apple computers, and it goes on your phone as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I do have Apple products, so it's iCal. Thank you so much.
iCal, there you go, dear. Yep, you betcha.
Excellent call, thank you.
Good question, you bet. See you in Cabo.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyone else? Okay, everybody, let's make it happen. It's going to be a blast. I want you all there. And I promise you this, just like I do on all these, if you get there, you can go sailing with Mary Jo, assuming they have sailboats. We'll make it happen. Okay, love you all. Bye, everybody.